What's different in your career and how you record music?
One of the things that has been exciting is collaborations that I've done with other musicians who are not necessarily in the classical genre, people like Joan Baez, Mark O'Connor, who were featured on an album I did called Journey to the New World that won a Grammy in 2010. And that actually is an exploration of folk music starting in the 16th century with lute music. Crosses through Ireland and Scotland, over the ocean with the immigrants and their dreams, their hopes, their music, their vision, and that becomes our American folk music. And the centerpiece of that album is actually a work that was written for me by a British composer called John Dwart. And the work is inspired by the early music that Joan Baez made famous. It was called the Joan Baez Suite. And in fact, when she heard this music, which is a lot of her wonderful tunes from Barbary Allen to House of the Rising Sun in beautiful settings for solo guitar. She actually loved it so much she offered to sing on the album.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe, and there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that great land to which I go. I'm going home to meet my mother.
Recently, Warner Classics released a 5-CD box set, and on that you get to hear everything from Dreams of a World, which is all solo from a book-inspired music of 8 different countries. You get to hear the only recording the New York Philharmonic has ever made with guitar, and it's all Latin concerti, including the famous Concierto de Aranjuez that I'm playing in Sioux City.
Do you think the guitar, the instrument itself, allows you to go in so many places and to explore so many different styles of music? Because it is an instrument that is used in folk traditions.
It really is, and it's an instrument that has always been a voice of the people, whichever that may be, whether it's in different South American countries, in Spain, and certainly in the early music that dates back to the Renaissance period in the British Isles. It was its ancestor, the lute, that then morphed into the Baroque guitar. So it's an instrument that's portable, it's harmonic, it's melodic, and it can do everything. And it's certainly lends itself to being a wonderful exponent of folk-related music. My first collaboration was back in the 80s with Tom Jobim from Brazil and Laurindo Almeida from Brazil, who really brought bossa nova to this country, and Larry Coryell. So it's playing an instrument and having an open mind, such as I do with the guitar, has not limited me in any way, and it has allowed me to explore music that I really feel touches and is beautiful and reaches people in a way that is very special. And each of these collaborations creates something new.
You do have such a curious mind. I mean, you started with a love of science and rocketry and found your way into classical music. You worked with a fellow that was creating instruments in Brazil?
You're talking about the Brazilian percussionist composer, Tiago de Mello,
yes,
with whom I did an album called Journey to the New World. He played instruments because he's from the rainforest and from the part of Brazil that we would most associate with what is exotic and really going back to the Garden of Eden. He's from the ancient tribe of the Maui Indians and came to this country actually to coach the Cosmos soccer team, but became a musician. And some of the instruments he plays and uses in very intriguing creative ways, including melodic ways, are ones that you might not have thought of, like the toenails of a tapir strung together, or cocoon shells. And it's even the tortoise shell is very musical and melodic. And this is something that lends a real sense of imagery to the music that we play together that is very much steeped in the beautiful and mesmerizing South American rhythms.
It's exciting to find new sounds and to find music existing in a way that you didn't know it to exist before.
You know, if you look at, talking about folk music, if you look at the beautiful Concierto de Aranjuez, which has become one of the most famous concerti for any instrument on the planet, by Joaquin Rodrigo, the Spanish composer, he wrote this piece in 1939 when the world was being gripped by fascism. And he, in fact, and his wife were forced to flee Spain during that time. So it's a work that has not only the portent of political horror, but also it is something that had a very personal statement to him, which is he and his wife were expecting what would have been their first child, and she had a miscarriage and became so ill herself, nobody knew if she would live or die. So Joaquin Rodrigo would visit her, come back every night from the hospital not knowing what to do with himself. So he couldn't sleep. He would sit at the piano, and what emerged was this beautiful adagio that became the centerpiece and the emotional heart of the Concierto de Aranjuez. Aranjuez, by the way, are beautiful gardens outside of Madrid. So Rodrigo managed to capture the essence of the Spanish soul in this one work with all of its yearning and its nostalgia and its joy and its pain and its pathos and its jubilation at the end.
I've been talking with guitarist Sharon Isbin, who will be performing with the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra this Saturday night at the Orpheum Theater. The concert begins at 7:30. If you would like to learn more about her, her recordings, or the documentary about her, Sharon Isbin Troubadour, which has been broadcast on PBS, find her website at sharonisbin.com. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.